Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. So we mentioned in the first Mishnah that on the first of Adar would be when the Beit Din would make an announcement and to tell everybody, okay, bring forth your shekalim, right? So now we're going to continue with the process. Bechamisha Asabo. Now on the 15th day of Adar, 2 weeks later, Shulchanos, the money changers that would change people's coins into shekalim for them to bring it to the Beit HaMikdash. Hayoshvin bin Medina. They would sit in the Medina. So, some commentators say the Medina is referring to Yerushalayim. Others say it's all the cities of Eretz Yisrael except for Yerushalayim. But regardless, the point is that they were there to change people's coins from their regular coins into the shekels to give the makas a shekel. Now, that was on the 15th of Adar. Be'esem v'chabisha, on the 25th day of Adar. So now we're already 5 days from the first of Nisan, when they already have to start purchasing the karbanos for Karban Pesach, for the Rabbin, for the public. So the be'esem v'chabisha, on the 25th day of Adar, Yoshua Mikdash, the money changers, would now go into the Beis HaMikdash, because since time was running out, in order to, you know, encourage people to give quicker, they'd sit in the Beis HaMikdash and change the money in order to help people, you know, with their changes and get the right coins to give it their half a shekel. Mishiyashu and Mikdash, and once they began sitting in the Beis HaMikdash, Hidchil Lamashkein. So Beis Din would go, and anyone that didn't give their shekel yet, they would send the messengers to their homes, and they would take a collateral away from them, take their watch, take their coat, whatever it was, to get people to give their half shekels. Es Mimim Mashkenin, now who would they take collateral from? So it was the Levim, the Levites, Yisraelim, regular, you know, Yisraelim, regular Jews, Geirim, a convert, Va'avadim, Meshuchwarim, a freed servant, because all these people are obligated to give half a shekel every year. Avalon Hashem, they would not take collateral from a woman, because it says in Shemos, in the Parsha of Shkalim, that says, V'nasnu ish kofer nafsho. A man would give a shekel to atone for himself. So the Chazal learned ish, a man, and not a woman. So woman's achayev in machs shekel. Va'avadim Kananim, or an Eved Kanani. An Eved Kanani is not chayev in mitzvos except for mitzvos of a woman. So if women are exempt from here, the Eved Kanani is also exempt. Ukatanim. So any a minor, here a minor really means under the age of 20, because we had learned out from the pasuk in Shemos, kol over al pekudim ben esm shon of amala yitim to mas Hashem, that anybody who's 20 years and older, it's from 20 to 60, those are the folks that give the half shekel. If you're 19, you're considered a minor, cut it in this regard, and you're not required to give half shekel. Okay, so these people, the Beis Din would not send shluchim, messengers, to take collateral from them if came the 25th and they weren't giving their half shekel. But the rest of the people that we mentioned, you know, they would. Next case would be kol katan, any minor. So again, this is, you know, from under 20. Shehitchol aviv lishkol yado, that his father started giving on behalf of him. So then shuvei neposa, he shouldn't stop from giving for his son every year until the son grows up and can give on his own. Okay. And now the Mishnah concludes and says that we don't take a collateral from a Kohen, meaning a Kohen's obligated to give his half a shekel. And you could even be Toveya, you could say, you knock on the door and say, hey guys, you gotta give it already, time's running out. But we don't go as far as take collateral from them. And the truth is, in the next Mishnah we're gonna see, it was really a machlokas, a debate, whether Kohanim are obligated to give half shekel at all or not, and we'll see how we conclude. But right now, the Mishnah is assuming that they are obligated, and we can knock on the door and ask for it, but we won't go as so far as to take collateral from them if they're not giving it. But b'nei darkei shalom, in order to keep peace, you know, amongst the Kohanim, they wouldn't, you know, they don't want to make a fight with them. And the Yerushalmi, the Gemara Yerushalmi explains, because it was derech kavod, it was for honor. Meaning, since since they're the ones that are performing the karbanos, right? They're serving in the Beis HaMikdash. We give honor to them. We don't take collateral from them. And the truth is, even if they never even gave the half a shekel, So Beis Din would make like a tanai, a condition, that they could still have a portion in the karbanos of the public, of the tzibor, in exchange for the service that they provide to the Beis HaMikdash. So they're still working there. So even if they didn't give, they still have a portion in the karbanos of the public, of the tzibor, because of their service that they provide for the Beis HaMikdash. Just like we would give Mitzumas Lishkleshar Osim Lachas HaKodesh Kimforsh Lalan. Like we'll explain later on, there were other laborers in the Beis HaMikdash that got compensated from the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash for their work. So the Kohanim also, they should be giving. But if they don't give, we won't take collateral. And not only that, we'll consider them to have a portion in the Karbanos in exchange for the service that they provide for the Beis HaMikdash. So that wraps up Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Dalet. Now we're going to see the Machlokas, whether the Kohanim are chayav or not. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda says, Hey Ben Buchri, Ben Buchri, the son of Buchri, testified B'Yavne, in Yavne. Kohen Sheshokel, any Kohen that gives a half a shekel, Ene chote, he's not a sinner. So what does this mean? He says that Ben Buchri is of the opinion that a Kohen's not obligated to give the half a shekel. And if he does give the half a shekel, so it's as if he's giving it as a gift, right? So it comes out, he's giving it as a gift that the karbanos of the public, of the tzibur, are coming from the gift of an individual. And the mitzvah has to come from the public, you know, in its entirety. So it comes out they're going to be causing the public to bring a carbon from an individual, which is not a public offering, they'd be causing them to sin, which is a problem. It's got to be totally public, totally communal. So he says, Kohanim, if a Kohen gives his shekel as a gift, right, even though he's not obligated, he's not sinning, he's not causing the sin. So when he gives it with a full heart, and comes out the carbonos are coming from a community entirely, there's no individuals here, because if they do give it, they give it totally as a gift, and they're totally just giving it away. But in essence, Ben Buchri will hold that Kohanim don't have to give. Amalo, Rabbi Yochum and Zakar replies to Ben Buchri, Lohi, no, it's not so. He says that Kohanim are obligated to give half a shekel, and if they don't give the half shekel, they are sinning, because they're obligated to give. Ella, Shakohanim Dershim Mikrazel Asman. The Kohanim have the following logic that they're thinking, and this is how it goes. Meaning he's going to explain now what the Kohanim are thinking, why they shouldn't be giving, even though they really are obligated to give. There's a pasuk that says, Kol minchas kohen kol tia lo siyachel. Any mincha offering of a kohen has to be kalil, totally consumed, has to be burnt totally, and it can't be eaten. Meaning a mincha, which is brought by a kohen, is totally burnt. It's not eaten at all. And the Kohanim think from this pasuk, Hoyal v'omer, shtei halechem, v'lachem apanim. Since the carbon omer, the shtei halechem, the lachem apanim, are all minchas, or minachos, and they're brought from the shekalim of the community of the tzibor, and they're eaten by the Kohanim, right? So, shelanu. So, heim, sheyesh lanu chilek behem, we have a portion in them, right? So, heyach ne'achalim. Heyach mutu lanu lochem. How can we eat these karbanos? V'aridinam k'din minchas kohen, shenisrafes kula. We just said a mincha from a kohen has to be totally burnt, right? So these mincha offerings, the omer, shtei alechem, lachem apanim, if they're eaten by the Kohanim, how could they be eaten if we're giving them, right? If we're giving towards these offerings, we can't eat from them, because the rule is a mincha brought by a Kohen that he contributed to, he cannot eat it. So they said, hey, it must be we're not obligated to give, and we're not going to give, so that these offerings come strictly from the public, and that's why we can eat them. So this is what they're thinking. It can only come from the public. We're not obligated to give, and we won't give. So this way we can eat it. Otherwise, the moment we give, the rule is a Kohen cannot eat his own mincha offering, and that's what they thought that we shouldn't be giving. But Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai is coming to make a correction and say that no. Don't learn the pasuk like that. Rather, that what the Torah is telling you, that we should lo nemra tsrefa ela minchas kohen yachid. If an individual kohen brings a mincha offering, yeah, he can't eat it. But when the mincha is brought as a tzibur, as a community, even if the kohanim are giving towards that portion, it doesn't look like it's coming from an individual. They're part of the pool, and they could eat from it. So you're saying the kohanim are making a mistake. Yeah, if they brought an individual mincha, they can't eat it. But as a community, they could, and even if they're contributing along with the rest of the community, they could eat it, because now it's part of the community, and they should eat it, and therefore they should contribute. And this is how we paskin, halacha lamaisa, you know, when the Beis HaMikdash comes, the halacha is that Kohanim are obligated to give the half a shekel, like we mentioned in Mishnah Gimel, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rather, though, we don't take collateral if they don't give. But they have to give nonetheless, and that's what we come out with, and that wraps up Mishnah Dalet.